Hello, and welcome to Chuck's Place. Today is Tuesday, August 11th, 2020. Today's topic, Quake Beneath the Mountain. It was Sunday morning. As I read to Jan from Carlos Castaneda's foreword to The Sorcerer's Crossing, the earth suddenly moved like a wave beneath us. Moments later, in a more pronounced tremor, the earth shook again. The paragraph I was reading at the moment of tremor focused on how humans share an interpretation system that generates a solid, agreed-upon reality. This interpretation is not the only true reality, but in order to perceive beyond it, one must gather energy. Simultaneously, I had been immersed in Niels Bohr's conviction that physical reality only exists when humans observe it. Therefore, true reality exists at a level beyond the human perceptual program. Like the shamans of Carlos Castaneda's lineage, physicists are confronted with two realities, one solid and one energetic. My other current preoccupation has been Muktananda's counsel to, quote, give up all desires. If something comes, let it come. If something goes, let it go. This powerfully simplistic Taoist guidance from an Indian Swami is at the core of all spiritual traditions. Rein in the ego, stay mindfully present, and let go when it's time to let go. On Saturday, Donald Trump issued executive orders that challenged the balance of power among the branches of government. From a synchronistic perspective, these actions send tremors through the interpretation of the Constitution, the foundation of American democracy. Such challenges may generate a whole new interpretation of reality. The active side of the Hindu Divine Mother is Mahakali, the dominant force of the world cycle we are presently in, Kali Yuga. It is the tachycardia in her heart that rumbles beneath the earth. It is she that hastens the changes rapidly unfolding before us as we are challenged to reconstitute ourselves and our world. The image of a quake beneath the mountain, constructs hexagram number 27, providing nourishment in the I Ching. The image is built with a solid line at the top and bottom, with four broken lines in the middle, suggesting an open mouth with upper and lower lips. Hence the association with nourishment. The quake below is action, contrasted with the utter stillness of the mountain above. Steadiness is recommended in the place of tremor. For Muktananda, desire would be the energy of tremor. His guidance would be to store one's energy versus egoistic attachment and reactivity. The I Ching recommends that one observe appropriate measure with all activities of the mouth. Quote, for tranquility, keep the words that come out of the mouth from exceeding proper measure, and keep the food that goes into the mouth from exceeding its proper measure. The time of providing nourishment depicts God as coming forth with an arousing force that is brought to perfection in the keeping still of the mountain. This is the energy of spring, which brings forth new life. With the breakdown of a uniform interpretation of reality all around the world, powerful forces have an opportunity for life. Steadiness of the individual is highly recommended to withstand the tremors of a broken reality, but also to encounter the energetic reality that lies beneath our solid world of interpretive reality. That reality, for physicists, is the oneness of everything as an interconnected, energetic whole. Like the mountain, store your energy, the path to new life. Care for the spirit with careful words. Care for the body with temperate food and drink. Let desire be elevated to the intent for the greater good for all. Greet all that comes with equanimity. Release all that goes with loving kindness. In stillness, Chuck. Be well.